Right, let's have a look at the Huddersfield Town game this weekend as the Terriers looking to bounce back from another bad night on Monday as they were beaten by Wigan Athletic. This weekend for Town, it's an away trip to Ewood Park as they take on Blackburn Rovers. Let's find out some more about the opposition with the Blackburn Rovers writer for the Lancashire Telegraph, Rich Sharp. Rich, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
So how are you feeling ahead of this weekend? Can Blackburn continue on from the victory against Newcastle?
Well, I spoke to one of the players in the week and he said that if you can't get confidence from winning away at Newcastle and keeping a clean sheet, then you won't get confidence from any win. So, yeah, they've certainly been boosted by that win at Newcastle, as well as moving them outside of the relegation zone, which was a big thing for everybody. And, yeah, they'll certainly be looking to keep that going on Saturday.
I suppose when you look at the performance as well as the result, that goal by Charlie Mulgrew really was a fantastic effort, and he seems to be becoming a real key player for Blackburn at the moment.
Yeah, they've brought a few players in over the summer, I think 13 in all, and certainly some more experienced than others, and Mulgrew's taken a while to get fit, but he's one who can play a number of positions, which has certainly helped because they've had plenty of injuries these last few weeks. But his versatility and his experience has been key, and I think if they can keep him fit, he should be a real good acquisition for them.
Now, what about the Owen Coyle era at Ewood Park? I mean, at the start of the season, he'd come in from Major League Soccer, and Blackburn, really, at the beginning of the season, were like a comedy of errors. Has he sorted that out? I mean, he must have done by the fact you've had the result against Newcastle.
Yeah, it's 17 points from 11 games now, which has really been an upturn in form. And as the manager keeps pointing out himself, they find themselves where they do in the league because of a start to the season where they picked up 2 points from seven games. But slowly but surely, they seem to be getting things together. They're far from the finished article, and the manager himself said that he expects more to come from his side. So hopefully this is the start of an upward momentum now that they can really try and push on the league, because they came from something of a standing start, having endured such a poor start to the season.
I suppose that's the thing, when you look at that Newcastle victory, that is the toughest game of the season for any Championship side, isn't it? Because Newcastle will gain promotion. That squad they've got, even though they made a few changes, that really could be the turning point for Blackburn's season.
Yeah, Coyle himself admitted even after the game when Blackburn had won that he was sure that Newcastle had gone and win the league. They made plenty of changes for the Blackburn game, but they're still bringing in players that cost £15 million, such as Mitrovic. So, yeah, there's certainly the strength with Newcastle there. And to be fair, I think Blackburn enjoyed going under the radar, because last week everybody was talking about Newcastle picking up a club record 10th consecutive win, and it was just expected to be a stroll for them, but Blackburn turned up and really played well and deserved the 3 points in the end. So you'd like to think that win can really be the start of something.
What about Huddersfield, Rich? How have the fans seen the starts of the season and the recent dip in form?
Yeah, well, speaking to the manager, I know you watched the game against Wigan on Monday, and he felt they should have won that game. Felt they had two Stonewall penalties turned down, which, having seen it myself, I think you can agree with him on that. So certainly think they were unfortunate in that. I think they're one of those teams that are really trying to have a open, expansive style and really try and go at teams. I know they've got a real strong attacking lineup, and I think that's one thing Blackburn will be wary of. But you have to look at a team that are sixth in the league with a negative goal difference. I think that shows where Huddersfield's probably problems have certainly been. So Blackburn might try and go at them themselves and try and take advantage of that. I think Coyle's expecting an attractive game, and he thinks it could be a suit in the styles for both, really.
And when looking at the Blackburn team and the key men, I look at Danny Graham, someone who has that Premier League experience, Marvin Emnes as well. They seem like the attacking threat that could really cause problems for Huddersfield.
Yeah, they've for a team where they are in the league at the minute, Blackburn's strike force, they've got Sam Gallagher on loan from Southampton, who's got 7 goals and done really well so far this season. Emnes came on and did really well at Newcastle last week after injury. They've got Danny Graham and Anthony Stokes as well. So there's a four-pronged strike force there. That's pretty decent for Championship level. So, yeah, Blackburn have certainly, you'd like to think, got enough firepower to trouble most sides. It's just about bringing it all together, and it's been for them about keeping clean sheets. But the new one at Newcastle was only the second one this season, so hopefully they can they can try and build on that one, that and that bring about some defensive stability, which can help them, because you certainly do think they've got a goal in them.
What's your score prediction for tomorrow?
I think 1-1. I think it'll be a close game, and hopefully, like the manager said, it can be an entertaining watch. But yeah, I think I'd like to think that Blackburn can take the 3 points, but I think Huddersfield will be a real team to watch. I think they'll be smarting from that defeat on Monday, so I think it could end a draw, this one.
Well, Rich Sharp from the Lancashire Telegraph, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much.